We are in Perik Vav, Mishnah Vav. Hanoidim and Abasav, someone makes a neder that asers him from eating meat. Mutter beraitiv, he's mutter to eat the raitiv. Raitiv is like the gravy. Uva kifa. Kifa is like a gelled part of the gravy. You remember there's a Perik that starts Ha'or v'ha'raitiv, and which Masechta was it? If you said Masechta Scholen, you're right. So anoidim and abasar, again, if someone makes a neder that asks him from eating meat, mutter beroitiv ubekipa. He's mutter to eat the liquidy part, the gravy-like, and the gelled gravy. The word kifa means gelled. What word in the shira would remind us of this? Kafu sahaymais. The water like became hard, became gelled. Rabbi Huda Iser, Rabbi Huda says, no. Anoidim and abasar does include the gravy. Why, says the Baal Tanur? Because it's the flavor of the meat. V'yeshpoi tam basar. But the halach is not like Rabbi Yehuda, says the Baal Tanur. Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, Maisa, it once happened. V'asar alai reb tarfin beyim shenes bashlu imai. Rabbi Yehuda is telling us a story that I was once in a situation where it was asar to me to eat a piece of meat because of a neder, and reb tarfin said that I can't even eat the eggs that have been cooked together with the meat. So anything that's part of the flavor of the meat is included in the neder. Amru loy, so they said to Rabbi Yehuda, v'chein hadavar, is it true? Reb Tarfin asked eggs that took in the flavor of the meat? So I'm telling you, Amasai, when would that apply? When is that nogeya? Bizman sheyoymer basar ze olai. Someone says, basar ze, this piece of meat, olai is asur to me. If he makes the neder that way, basar ze olai, so we treat the basar like any piece of asur dika meat, and if its flavor goes into something else, if it imparts a flavor, that thing is asur. So enachanami, if he said basar ze olai, then he would be asur even in the eggs that have the taste of the meat. Shehanoidim in adavar, because the halacha is, if someone makes a neder, asering himself from a certain type of food, then it got mixed up with another type of food. If there's enough of the food that is asr to give over a flavor to the other food, then asr, the other food is asr also. But again, it's only where he says something like basar ze olai. In other words, he singles out a certain type of food. If I point to a piece of meat and I say, this meat is asr. So the Baal Tanur explains, shavya alel chaticha diyasur. That means I want this meat to be treated like any non-kosher food. That's why, if non-kosher meat imparts a flavor in other food that's kosher, that was kosher, that food becomes not kosher. But if he doesn't say basar ze alai, if he just says koinim basar alai, so enachanam, he can't eat the meat, but that doesn't mean that he answered something that the flavor went from that meat to something else.